With WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting. One person died in an officer-involved shooting in Forest County. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says it happened Saturday afternoon. Officers were called to the town of Nashville at 3:26 p.m. with a report of an active shooter. The report came from a housing complex on Indian Settlement Road, which is located on the tribal lands of the Sakagan Chippewa community. When police got there, the person involved reportedly fired toward nearby dwellings and toward law enforcement officers. Two officers with the Crandon Police and a DNR warden fired, and the person was hit. EMS was called and performed life-saving measures, but the person died. A rifle was recovered at the scene. No members of the public or law enforcement were injured. The officers involved will be placed on leave during the investigation, which is normal in such cases. Squad cameras and body cameras were in use at the time of the shooting. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation will lead the investigation into the shooting. Police were reportedly shot at as they chased a car after getting a complaint about gunfire over Boom Lake in Rhinelander. It started Friday afternoon at 1:48 p.m. when Rhinelander police were sent to the area near the boat landing at Hodag Park. The suspects left the scene in a red Chevy Cruze and a chase started. Rhinelander police terminated the chase a couple of times when it entered busy areas of the city but were able to pick the suspects back up. A press release says that during the pursuit, shots were fired from the suspect vehicle at law enforcement. Officers were able to stop the Chevy Cruze on Highway 8 East near Beaver Creek Road by using a pit maneuver. Four people were taken into custody without further incident. As temperatures get up into the 80s this week, kids in Rhinelander have a new place to cool off. The Van Coase Family Splash Pad at Hodag Park is now open. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
With a group of kids eagerly waiting on the side, Bill Vankus gives a quick countdown.
And your mark, get set, go.
And pushes the button to start the water at Rhinelander's new splash pad. Vankus was the major donor that pushed for a splash pad as the Kiwanis Club was planning a new playground for Hodag Park.
I just love the giggles and the laughter of young children. And children have to grow up so fast these days, and there's so much stress between school and sports and everything else. It's just they need more time just being kids and being silly. So that was my driving force for doing this.
The Kiwanis Club held a ribbon cutting for the splash pad Friday. Brandon Carabo with Kiwanis started tearing up, recalling his conversations with local businesses, organizations, and other donors to raise funds for the splash pad.
When I say thank you to the donors, I'm not just saying thank you for your donation, but thank you for your vision for something truly that this community needs for these kids.
While the community celebrates this addition to Hodag Park, Kiwanis Club is still working to raise money for the other half of the project. A 13,000-square-foot playground will feature different sections for different age groups and accessible equipment. Kiwanis Club President Carrie Brecky says they need to raise about $500,000 to see the project through.
This was really good to get something done, you know, instead of it just being like a pipe dream.
Even on a breezy day with temperatures in the low 60s, kids were excited to be the first to use the new splash pad, including 9-year-old Jace Klima and 10-year-old Gage Jeske.
And did you guys run through the splash pad?
Yeah.
How was it?
Fun.
Cold.
Okay, yeah. How does this one compare to some other ones you've been to?
This one's funner.
Yeah, this one's fun.
The splash pad is open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily during the summer, weather depending. The water is on a timer, so it doesn't run constantly. Kids have to press a button to get it started again. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
While turkeys were reintroduced to Wisconsin 50 years ago in what has been a conservation success story, the National Wild Turkey Federation says the birds were native to Wisconsin but disappeared from the state in the late 1800s due to habitat loss and unregulated hunting. Several attempts to restore turkeys using pen-raised birds failed. In 1976, a deal was struck to get wild trap birds from Missouri in exchange for grouse. At the time, many believed wild turkeys would not be able to handle Wisconsin's winters, but the birds have become a conservation success story with healthy populations across the state. Hunters regularly harvest more than 50,000 birds during the spring season alone, placing Wisconsin among the top turkey hunting states in North America. Marshfield has scored an $800,000 grant from the state to help build a new police station at the former Buffalo Building on South Central Avenue. Land for the project was donated to the city. Marshfield Police Chief Jody Gurink says they have been on a tight budget with this project, so any outside funding is welcome.
Of $10 million and plus $800,000 for site prep and architectural design. This $800,000 helps to keep us on track and keep this project moving.
Gurink says a tight budget means they aren't getting everything on their wish list, so planning has been a balancing act.
And we scaled back on the, we cut out the shooting range and we cut out the impound garage.
He says the project has been a long time coming.
We've got some documentation that chiefs have been looking to either upgrade this building or build new buildings since about 2013 or so.
The project is currently on budget, but they are still looking for outside funding to add features that future-proof the building.
Hopefully we can start to slowly build back some of those things that we've cut so that we can have a better chance of having this building be sustainable for the next 40 years.
Gurink says they hope to break ground on the project this fall and move in by the summer of 2027. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.